Tray napkin. You used to mop up the spilled coffee. Strength of the stain shows that you didn't take milk. The traces of ketchup on it and around your lips and on your sleeve. Cooked breakfast. The nearest thing those trains can manage, probably a sandwich.
How did you know it was disappointing?
Is there any other type of breakfast on a train? The girl, female handwriting is quite distinctive, wrote her phone number down on the napkin. I could tell from the angle she wrote out that she was sat across from you on the other side of the aisle. Later, after she got off, I imagine you used the napkin to mop up your spilled coffee, accidentally smudging the numbers. You've been over the last four digits yourself and another pen, so you wanted to keep the number. Just now, though, you used the napkin to blow your nose. Maybe you're not that into her after all. Then there's the nicotine stains on your fingers, your shaking fingers. I know the signs. No chance to smoke one on the train. No time to roll one before you got a cab here. It's just after 9:15. You're desperate. The first train from Exeter to London leaves at 5:46 a.m. You got the first one possible, so something important must have happened last night. Am I wrong?
No. You're right. You're completely, exactly right. Bloody hell, I heard you were quick.
It's my job.
Now shut up and smoke.
Henry, your parents both died, and you were, what, 7 years old?
I know, that...
That must be quite a trauma. Have you ever thought that maybe you invented this story, this... to account for it?
That's what Dr. Mortimer says.
Who?
His therapist.
My therapist.
Obviously.
Louise Mortimer. She's the reason I came back to Dartmoor. She thinks I have to face my demons.
What happened when you went back to Dewar's Hollow last night, Henry? You went there on the advice of your therapist, and now you're consulting a detective. What did you see that changed everything?
It's a strange place, the Hollow. It makes you feel so cold inside, so afraid.
Yes, if I wanted poetry, I'd read John's emails to his girlfriends. Much funnier. What did you see?